Welcome to the Ramblings of My Soul. I'm Amy McNaughton, and on today's podcast, I'm going to share thoughts around forgiveness. We're going to take a trip down memory lane. We're going to also talk about dreams or thoughts that come up from our past, and what do they mean, and what do we do with them? We're also going to explore forgiveness from a very different perspective. And today's episode, it's going to be a deep dive. So get ready, grab a notebook, maybe a cup of tea, and get ready because this podcast is a perfect thing for this time of the year, especially when we're getting together with friends and family. Now, COVID might change that a little bit. However, we're still going to be connecting with people we've known for years. So let's get ready and jump in to today's episode. In today's episode, I'd like to share some thoughts around forgiveness. And when I originally had this thought a couple days ago, it was like, forgiveness is such a funny thing. And I was thinking of this time of the year, how emotions run high, memories are on the surface, some not so pleasant, some pleasant, but it's the ones that aren't pleasant that seem to surface and we hang on to and hold on to because we feel like something was done to us that wasn't right. So I wanted to share some thoughts. It started out as something I posted on Facebook the other day, and I was watching a movie and watching three friends who had been friends for 50 years and how each of their personalities shone through the whole time. And each one, I'm going to say almost wearing a mask, not completely revealing who they were as individuals. And it was very, very interesting because the metaphor of wearing a mask I felt was very fitting for this time of the year and the year that we have been through with COVID. So I'm just going to share what I wrote because it's very, because the way you share it, it can be felt a lot easier. And I thought, okay, that's what I'm going to do. So here we go. Get ready. And I want you to allow yourself to reflect and consider what you're about to hear, because I watched this movie over a course of 3.5, 4.5 hours. It was quite long. And it's because there was so much to it and so much moving through me at the same time that I would pause the movie, I'd get up and I'd walk around the house, I'd tidy up, I'd watch a little bit more of the movie and I'd sit there and I'd write a little bit, because it really caused me to reflect, because the dynamics between these three women that were in the show wearing a mask at different times was very revealing and very telling of how we move through our lives every day, each and every one of us. And it caused me to reflect on regret, resentment, how other people do wrong, how we would like people to apologize for the pain they put us through. And I really dug deep as I was, you know, watching this movie. So here is what I shared. My thought tonight is that forgiveness is a funny thing. We tell ourselves stories about how others have done us wrong. We condemn their actions, usually experiences that have happened long ago. We hold on to them and replay them in our minds. The pain and suffering that we put ourselves through is much worse than the one-time event that occurred. In many ways, we become self-righteous and forget all of our own flaws, our own imperfections. Beyond the apology that we believe we want, that we seek, is really the acknowledgement of the pain that we've experienced. Why is it that others can't see the pain that we feel they've inflicted upon us? Well, I wonder if it's because they too are feeling pain. Pain from the past put there on them by others, by someone else, someone who was self-absorbed and unable to identify that they had caused someone else pain. Whether by words or by actions is irrelevant. We are all moving through life feeling hurt, wounded, and somewhat broken. But what if we were to forgive ourselves for the self-inflicted pain that we put ourselves through? What if we were to give up our need to be right and prove someone else wrong? Is it not our own arrogance that keeps us living in a repetitive loop of pain? If you are of a kind heart, which I believe we all are at our core, find it in you to acknowledge your own pain and learn from it. You are here to learn, to grow, and your learning is about you, not someone else. When you find it in your heart to forgive yourself for your own wrongdoings and shortcomings, you will free yourself from the need to be right, the need to be perfect. You will open your heart up to appreciate that the pains of the past were nothing more than teachings. And the person you feel delivered your pain was only the deliverer of the lesson that you needed to learn. Not an accomplice, but a teacher. Be slow to blame and quick to forgive yourself. Now, all this came up for me, and it was very interesting because at the end of this movie, I reflected on the past 24 hours for myself, and I was witnessing someone close to me being different than what they had before. Something had shifted in their lives for them. And ever since that time, Christmas doesn't look the same for them. And it doesn't look the same for me and my experience of how they used to be. And I thought, I wonder if they recognize that for themselves. So I had a little bit of a conversation with them. And I was like, they don't even see it. So I pondered, you know, Do I express to them the full depth of what they're not seeing for themselves? Because I'm all about growth and expansion and helping women be the best they can be. And then I really pondered further, like, do I share this? And what is the reasoning behind it? Like, what was that driving force? What was that energy? Keeping in mind that this was someone who is very close to me. So what was interesting was I got up really, really early one morning, a few mornings ago. 4:30 in the morning, I came down and started doing house cleaning and sorting through stuff. And after a few hours, I thought, I need to go back to bed. I need to have a little cat nap, you know, because I'd gotten up so early. And I did. I went back and I got in bed and I laid down. Now, when I went back and laid down, I would have called it a dream, but it was a memory, an old memory that surfaced. And I was like, whoa, what the hell is that? Because I may have been maybe 5 or 6 years old, but I remembered it so vividly. And I woke up and I was like, what the hell is that? I'm going to share it with you too, because I feel that being open and honest is the way people get their lives back, and it's the way that lives change. So the memory was of my mother and I were upset and crying. This was a very long time ago, and it was back when telephones were affixed to the wall and the cord lines were like 30 feet long if you wanted them to be that long. So my father comes in from outside and my mother's upset. I'm crying, I'm upset. Because someone had called and had said things that made us feel bad, had gotten us upset. And when my father walked in and saw this, He got very, very angry and he walked back outside. And my mother and I were just sitting in the kitchen. And a few seconds later, my father comes back in the house with a hammer in his hand. And he walks over to the wall and starts to smash the phone. And it was very scary. And though the energy behind what he was doing was, you could see that he didn't want anyone calling and upsetting anyone. The aggression that he displayed was very, very worrisome, so very intense. And then he walks back out with the door with the hammer like nothing ever happened. I remember sitting there feeling, well, scared and numb, like this weird feeling. And Mom and I sat there and looked at each other and didn't say a word. I mean, what would you say when someone's got a hammer in their hand and smashing a phone? What do you say? Nothing. Absolutely nothing. So this memory surfaces, and I thought, why is this coming up? And I wasn't really getting it at first. However, you know what? As the day progressed, I started to reflect on my thought of sharing with this person who's very close to me, sharing my perspective on how she had changed and was no longer how she used to be. And the holidays used to be fun for her. We used to do things together, and it was a wonderful time of the year. And there's so much of who she was is gone. It's like it's not there. And what I want to share with you, those aspects for you and I, for anyone, they're not really gone. They're just kind of lying dormant. And my intention to share with her the thoughts on how things had changed wasn't to make her feel bad. It was to help her remember who she was, those aspects of her that were so filled with joy during the holidays. However, as I reflected on this memory that surfaced of my father smashing the phone, I thought, whoa, sometimes the information that is shared with others causes them more pain than they need. And do people need pain? No. Do you need it to grow and expand your life? I'm still out on that. Sometimes I think no. Sometimes I think, well, yes. Some of the points in my life where I've grown the most have been surrounded. I've been surrounded by intense pain and sadness and tragedy. So, there's benefit to it. However, the question that came up for me was, do I need to be the one delivering that? Even as, as a coach, as a mentor, from a standpoint of growth and expansion, was it for me to share that with this person who's in my life? And what I recognized was, no, where they are now is a very different place, and bringing up those memories, those thoughts, might cause them to go back and end up feeling bad about who they are and alter their path. And I thought, no, I just needed to recognize this for myself. I just needed to recognize it for myself. And this time of the year, we need to forgive ourselves in order to forgive others. It's not about forgiving someone else first. And I used to have this big hang up on forgiveness because for me it was like saying, yeah, I forgive you. Everything's okay now. And it was like, no, not everything's okay now. I still need to move through this. I still need to understand for myself what this experience was. And, if it's still resurfacing, what is it for me now? And I'll share with you that the past is a funny thing, right up there with forgiveness. That's also a very funny thing. We can rewrite how we wanted things to be, and we can't undo it. I'm not saying we can undo it. However, I'm saying we can rewrite it. We can choose to look at it, go, I get what I learned from that experience. I get it. And then we move forward. And we move forward in a way that is more meaningful and become more mindful of how we want to create our world. So for me, I don't want to intentionally cause someone to feel pain by pointing out how they've changed. I don't want to do that. And it's interesting because just now, as I'm sharing this with you, I remember I was 22. See, we remember our pain point. We remember them. So I was 22, and it was months after I got married that I had a conversation with one of my sisters. And I was trying to figure out what happened just after I got married, because that's a whole nother story. However, my family just, it's like they turned it back on me. It was very bizarre. And as we're talking, you know, I'm trying to figure out what the hell went on. And her words were, you changed. You weren't the person you used to be. And I thought, well, that's weird. Of course, I'm not the same person. And yet in many ways, I was still the same person. I had grown and expanded beyond that, though, but I was still the same person. However, they wanted me to be the same person. So do you see how all of this comes full circle? All these experiences and all these memories come up. They come up at the right time, at the perfect time for us to reflect. And it's not to hold the memory, to resent a person for the pain they've caused us. It's for us to take a step back and ask ourselves, what did we learn about that experience? Not about someone else, but what did we learn about ourselves and our lives? Did it not teach us a different way of moving through our own lives as to how do we want to feel when we make certain decisions? For me, it was very enlightening. I recognized that if I share these things with this person, it could cause them great amounts of pain. And do they need that? Or have they already been through enough? It's not for me to deliver the news, and it's not for me to make a decision about their life. So forgiveness. Forgiveness is a funny thing. Can I forgive myself for all the pain that I've put myself through by holding on to memories, replaying memories? Can I let things be? Not let them go. Can I let them be? Can I let them be where they were? In the past. The past is the past. It's behind us. And when we leave the past behind us, then we can move forward consciously and with a very different perspective. So I know this was a lot for this podcast. And it is a time to reflect. It's a time for you and I to stay present to ourselves, let the memories from the past surface, and surface in a way that's going to serve us. Serve us in a way that's going to help us grow and expand our lives. It's not about resentment. It's not about looking for the apology. It's about forgiving ourselves so we can be our best and learning from experiences and not condemning those who have done us wrong. You know, it's a perfect time to reflect on our own imperfections and not point out other people's imperfections. And honestly, if we're noticing other people's imperfections, chances are we are still doing the same thing to some degree, in some way, shape, or form, in our own lives. So everything is there as an opportunity to grow and expand. Even those weird-ass memories that come up. So during the holidays, if memories come up that don't seem to have to do with anything that's going on, I invite you to pause and consider, what is this about? And yes, ask yourself that question and then carry on with your day. And I promise you, if you're meant to have the answer, it's going to surface for you and you will start to see things differently. And you'll have more than just that one answer, because it will grow and expand as well. as it comes into your awareness. And that's it for today. An invitation to forgive yourself so you can be your absolute best. I'm Amy McNaughton. I hope you've enjoyed this podcast, and I am looking forward to seeing you in our next episode, and I am excited for the year to come. One more podcast to go. Who knows what we'll discover, but we'll always get to discover the more that we are. Huge hugs.